You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. First, I want to point out to you that in the beginning, God created the heavens, plural, and the earth, singular. So the earth is not the only planetary body that God created. God created several other planetary bodies, which we even have physical evidence, some which we can see with our naked eye. So we have the moon, we have the stars, and we have various planetary bodies and other things in the universe. So he created the heavens, and then he created the earth. But then we noticed that there was darkness, but God didn't create darkness. Where did darkness come from? Darkness is by default. It means that you don't need to do something to generate darkness. And then in verse 3, he said, "Let there be light." So you see that the solution to darkness is light. Darkness is not a problem. Darkness is always present. Darkness is the absence of light. You don't need any source to create darkness, but there has to be a source to create light. Have you seen a generator before that is used to generate darkness? No. So every life, every family that does not have light, there will be darkness in that family. It's not a matter of ancestral spirit or generational causes. It's not because in your family, Satan just focus on your own family. No, every human family on the face of the earth, where light is absent, there will be darkness. It doesn't mean that there is somebody in that family who doesn't want you to succeed, who wants to kill you, who wants to ensure that nobody in your family marries, nobody in your family lives up to 50. That is not the problem. Darkness is everywhere. The issue is, where is light? Anybody, no matter the family you are coming from, as long as you come into light, your problem of darkness is resolved. You don't solve the problem of darkness by shouting. It is not by fasting. It is not by noise. It is the presence of light. So even God in Genesis chapter 3 did not contend with darkness. God didn't contend with darkness. What God did, he said, "Then God said, let there be light, and there was light." That's all that matters. People are in darkness, but they are trying to contend against darkness. What you need is light. You know, today, they've sold this idea to a lot of people that they have this darkness in their family, they have this problem in their family, they need to battle it. It will take many years. I want to say to you, those are satanic doctrines. Those are doctrines of demons. All that you need is to come into his glorious light. But you see, what is the source of light? It is life. The Bible says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men." So that is the life of God that produces the light of God. That is why when you become born again, Jesus now says, "You also are the light of the world." Because you have received the life of God, you can produce light. Light is the solution to darkness. It is not argument. It is not trying to exert your flesh. The issue is there light? In fact, when you are confused and you don't know what to do, do you know what you say when you finally know what to do? You say, I received the light. I was enlightened. Light is the solution to darkness. Jesus is the solution to every darkness. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Jesus said, he is the light of the world. Jesus did not contend with darkness. All he needed to do was to be present. That's why when demons saw Jesus, they trembled. Jesus was not preaching against demons. Jesus was not doing teachings about the deep things of Satan. Just his mere presence, they began to tremble. I have heard of a preacher who walked into a factory and people began to confess their sins. And people began to weep and began to cry. Do you know why? That preacher carried so much light. That is why message, teaching, preaching is not so much about the arrangement of words. It's not so much about your knowledge of the Bible. Ability to produce light. It is light that changes people. What the word of God does is to convey light to us. You see, the word of God is like that cable that brings electricity into your home. The Bible says that the entrance of thy word giveth light and understanding to the simple. You see, the entrance of his word, it gives light. The word of God is the conveyor of light. So if somebody says he is preaching the word of God and there is no light, word of God, he may be preaching what sound like the word of God, but it is not the word of God. When this is how you know a preacher that carries light. When you are listening to a preacher, and by virtue of listening to that preacher, you either find yourself repenting, you find yourself not wanting to sin, not wanting to do anything evil, that's a clear indication to you that that preacher carries light. So the solution to darkness is light, and that's why Jesus came. Once you are in Christ Jesus, you no longer have the problem with darkness. All that you need is just to come into Jesus Christ. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.